Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rome Business Radio. My name is Roger Maness, and we are coming to you from our Rome Business Radio X studios here at the Rome News Tribune in downtown Rome, Georgia, where I've said Rome plenty in the first 30 seconds of the podcast here. And we celebrate business for Rome, Georgia, and Northwest Georgia. We are joined today by Gina Spears, an enrolled agent, which for those of you who don't know, that's a big fancy term for special people in tax preparing industry. Correct, Gina?
That is correct.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here to talk taxes, especially at this time of year. I know you are very busy.
It is a busy time.
In fact, you even mentioned you almost canceled.
Correct. I have too much work to be here.
But thank you for stopping by and taking time. So just since we mentioned enrolled agent, what does that mean and how do you get that? Is that a certification?
It's a certification. You take a 16-hour test that's divided into four parts on individual taxes, corporate taxes, estate taxes, and trust. And you have to have so much continuing education. It's the highest credential that you can have with the IRS.
I was going to say, this is something the IRS bestows upon you.
Right. I'm licensed by them. I can go before them and represent you if you have a tax issue. So you never have to face the IRS on your own. I'm right there with you.
Hopefully I don't.
Well, I've been in business for 27 years, and I've only had to do it twice.
But the enrolled agent paid off.
It paid off. So the clients came out good.
So let's talk a little bit about your past and how you became a numbers person. You said you told me before we started that you were a math person, not an English person.
That is correct.
So born in Rome?
Born in Rome. I started working when I was 17 in car dealerships, and I worked there for 17 years, and then I started my own business.
Well, refresh my memory, because the car dealerships, because they come and go over the years.
Oh, you know, yes. Many of them. The first one I worked for was Julian Harrison Ford. Okay, Most people don't even remember that.
That might ring a bell with some.
With some, and I stayed there until he sold, and then I moved to Wayne Blackwood, Lincoln Burkery.
Everybody should remember forever.
Yes.
And then?
Then I started my business in 1992.
Okay, so that's when you made the leap to go out on your own?
At the time, I went to a tax preparer, and he was going to retire. It was Earl Collins. He had a business called Travel Tax, and he encouraged me to start my own business. I thought I was too young, but I decided to go out there and step out. And my business has always been located on Chulio Road, which is really in an offbeat path, residential area, but it's a convenient location.
So when you were thinking about doing this back in the early 90s, so you'd been in the car industry forever, just doing their accountant.
Right, I was their office manager accountant.
And I think I read you had started in high school part-time or something.
I did.
Is that right?
I started when I was 17 after high school.
So it just kind of morphed. I mean,
it did. I had an excellent boss, and she trained me how to do the computer, because that was early computer days. And then I even did pen and ink books. So that tells you how old it is.
Okay. I don't want to make a comment on that, because I can remember those as well. So pen and ink, that's got to do the math right, don't you?
That's correct.
There's nothing double checking you.
That's right. You're your own checker.
So the car industry just kind of happened to be where you landed, because the part-time thing out of high school became a full-time thing.
It did. I just, Julian really thought a lot of me, and he just kept promoting me, and I knew how to do everything in the dealership.
What was your formal accounting training? When and how did you get that?
Well, I went to Coosa Valley Tech and Ford, because, you know, when you do cost accounting, it's very complicated. Mm-hmm. So he sent me to a lot of Ford accounting schools. That's how I learned cost accounting.
Gotcha.
Because it's more than they teach you in school. Trust me.
Right. We talk about business here. So what was it like? Can you put yourself in the mindset that you were in the early 90s deciding to go out on your own? That's a risk that some people just can't do. But you did it.
I did it. I had a four-year-old. And I wanted to spend as much time as I could with him, because I knew it was going to be my only child. And I thought tax would be a good way, because I could work really hard for 3 months, do accounting the other 9 months, and maybe work 1 or 2 weeks out of the month. And so that's how it worked out. It was just better than working 40 hours a week and punching a time clock, because It was kind of like I could work when I wanted to.
Right. I understand that. So when you say work hard a few months a year, you mean January, February, March, April 15th, up to April 15th?
From January the 15th to April the 15th, you work a lot of hours. You hardly see your family.
Well, now, why is that? Can you,
I can't imagine. My son, when he was five, he looked at me as serious as he could, and he says, "Mom, I hate taxes." And I thought, you're learning early.
Yeah, good for you. The schedule has been what you wanted it to be,
and
you've controlled your life that way.
Yeah, it has, and you get used to it. And over the years, I've learned time management better, and I don't put in as many hours as I did in the early years.
Right.
But
what kind of services do you provide?
Well, I provide a complete tax service. I do more individual returns than I do, and I do a lot of corporate returns.
And the deadline for those is even earlier, correct?
It is. It's March the 15th for corporations,
right,
and partnerships. And it's when you do taxes, it's a constant deadline in accounting. And that gets stressful, but that's probably the most difficult part.
Well, and I know that you've had many, many customers for many, many years.
That
and
is
you
correct.
Take great pride in that.
I probably have retained 90% of my original clients in 1992, which weren't many because the first year I didn't, the business grew each year.
Right.
Because as I would do somebody, then they would tell their family. And we all become family because I get to know their families. And now I'm doing children that was babies when I first started.
And now you know how much they all make.
That's true. And I'm a very person.
And how much the government takes.
They take way too much. But, now that I'm doing their children, it's like family. It's a family business. I get to know all my clients personal. And we just become one big family because I do your taxes while you're there with me.
Oh, that's unique.
And
so tell me more about that. Why do you do it that way?
Because if I have questions or if you're missing something, we can get it all together and it's not a constant phone tag. Mm-hmm. And I prefer for you to sit with me so I can get to know you. I have probably 10% of my clients drop them off because I've done them so long. But 90% of my returns are done during your appointment. You leave with them finished and you make one trip and you're done.
Well, and the fact that you've got so many clients that have been with you for long periods of time, that just bodes well to how good you are at what you do or how well you take care of them. What's the personal satisfaction you glean from that?
Well, I enjoy making relationships with my clients and getting to know them and their family. And they know me and my family. We've been through lots together.
How tough is it for you? I mean, what are you required to do professionally? I mean, tax laws seem to change constantly, not only rates, but just little things here and there, the minutia detail for you to benefit deductions for your client. What do you have to do to stay on top of all of that?
I take a 40-hour course every year. Most of it, I would say probably 20 hours of it would be on changes, especially last year when we had lots of changes.
Mm-hmm.
But I take continuing education every year. And that's required by the IRS for me to retain my enrolled agent.
What are some of the more interesting things that, since you've been doing this on your own, but even back into the 80s, but on your own since 92, what are the biggest changes you have seen? I guess I'm not even asking about tax law, although if that's your answer, fine, but just technology or anything. How has your industry changed over the past 20 or 30 years?
The technology has changed.
Really?
And I wish the technology
but the
would stay
IRS
the same.
Hasn't. I'm sorry.
The tax laws is nothing for me to keep up with because I have a good memory. So I can tell you anything you want to know about tax law, but when it comes to the software and every year they change it. And actually, someone without any tax, this is what is scary. Some places you can do taxes and not even know anything about the tax law because the software, you just enter the documents. But if you don't know where that's supposed to go, then who knows if you're really doing it correctly just because you put it in the way the software said do it.
Well, that's my point is the human being that knows the law will see something or interpret it and go, oh, no, that should go here, correct?
Correct. And sometimes I'll find errors in the software in the early tax season to where somebody in the programming didn't do it right. And it's like, hey, this isn't going where it's supposed to. It's supposed to go here, and they have to fix the software.
Well, just even that, beyond the technology of software programs, you mentioned you went from the old ledger of pen and ink. I mean, now it's Excel spreadsheets and all of that. Has your life gotten a little bit easier? Do you find yourself working a little bit less because of some technology that works to your benefit?
It is easier, but learning new software is not fun. I like for my software to stay the same.
So when it adds up in the right column, yeah, I'm good there.
I'm good there.
Don't move the column.
Don't move this around. And last year, everything moved. All the tax forms were different.
Because of the significant...
Because of the change that they made into the tax law.
Yeah.
Because 90, I would say probably 75% of my clients who used to could itemize can no longer itemize, which really helps them on their federal. But it really hurts the state of Georgia because they can't itemize.
I got you.
We really need to encourage the state of Georgia to be like the state of Alabama, to where you can take standard deduction on your federal and itemized on your state, because that would really give Georgians a great tax benefit.
Okay. So you have to pay attention to all of that as well.
I do.
What is the best advice you can give to people right now, this time of year, about don't wait until April 16th, obviously.
Correct, because I won't be there. I'll be headed to the beach.
Good for you. What if somebody files an extension and they need your help?
Well, I'll be available and I'll do extensions. But in the early years, I would do taxes on the 15th of April. If you walked in my office, I would prepare your taxes, but I've gotten a little older and wiser. Now I won't prepare taxes. The last 3 days, we don't prepare. We just do people coming in and picking up and that kind, because if they're missing something, they really don't have time to get it anyway, and we just kind of review and do extensions.
So you kind of have your own little deadline internally to get...
We do, because everybody likes to procrastinate. I've had people walk in at 5 o'clock on the 15th, wanting to do their taxes, and the post office is already closed now.
Right.
So we kind of set us a deadline.
Well, people will try anything, won't they?
They will. And I used to not be a procrastinator, but now that I have clients that procrastinate, I'm as bad as they are.
Well, it's you can't really fault people necessarily for procrastinating, especially if they owe.
Well, the thing is if you owe, you can go ahead and get your taxes prepared. And go ahead and you can actually electronically file them, but you have until April the 15th to pay your balance.
Sure.
Without penalties and interest. So that way you have a little bit of time to come up with the money if you do owe, instead of walking in on the 12th and you owe this big balance and have no clue to how you're going to come up with the money.
And if the government has some of your money that they need to return to you, might as well get that process going early and get your money back, because it is your money.
It is your money. And it usually takes 10 to 14 days after you electronically file your return to receive your refund if you get it direct deposited.
All right, I'm gonna throw a curveball at you here, and I'm putting you on the spot, but like, any IRS horror stories of a specific story you have that somebody, without mentioning any names?
Oh, I can't mention any names.
No, of course not. But
you know, I'm very fortunate. I haven't had any trouble with the IRS.
Right. Well, not you so much as a client.
But even as with clients,
right?
I've only been through 3 audits. And one of them, I did not even prepare, but everybody had their receipts and everything came out okay. And I've not had any nightmares with the IRS, except I have one going on right now. They can't understand something, and I've sent the documents in 4 times, and they just can't understand what the problem is.
They'll figure it out.
Maybe.
Hopefully. What are some of the more common mistakes that people forget to keep track of? From a deduction standpoint, what are some of the more glaring things that people just, oh, why didn't I think to tell you about that or have a receipt for that?
Well, I don't have a lot of that, because if you're self-employed and you're sitting there with me, I go through the form as I go and I say, did you spend any money for this? And then they'll say, oh, sure. Yes, but I don't have my receipts with me.
But like,
so I send them a checklist to go home and get more information.
Like, what's on that checklist, though? Did you spend any money for? And they go, oh, yeah.
Well, like you know, if you're
car mileage or.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to document your mileage.
Right.
And now they make apps for your phone, which makes it very easy.
Technology.
Yes. And so, you know, mileage is a thing that a lot of people don't keep up with, and then they have to go back and try to reconstruct it sometimes.
Right.
The first year. But then after that, we tell them, you know, you need this app. It'll keep up with it, and you don't have to worry. You just turn it on when you start your business trip and end it.
What are some other things that people might forget about, you know, just going down that little checklist?
A lot of people, you know, like their internet, because, you know, you use your internet some for your business.
Sure. And that's, you know, you're talking $50 a month times 12 months. That's $600.
It is. And, you know, you don't get to deduct the full amount. You kind of have to keep a log or kind of know that you use what percent you use it for business.
Okay.
But, you know, everybody has to use the internet for their business. It's our source of information.
Right. So if they say I use it 40% of the time or 50%, and okay. Anything else? Any other things that jump out at you?
Yeah, I discourage business use of home because that used to be the main thing that the IRS would audit you for. So I try not to get people to do business use of home unless that is their main source of business and they have clients or people, customers that come in and out of the home to conduct the business. But like if you're a construction worker and you just use it for paperwork, I usually discourage the business use of home.
Gotcha. How do you, so you practice by yourself?
I do. I'm the only tax preparer in the office. I do have a full-time receptionist, Candy. She schedules the appointments and she's the person you talk to if you call because I'm always with a client. And she just takes messages and then I either call you back first thing in the morning, the next morning, or the last thing before I go home if it's not too late.
Well, since the best way to contact you is to call Candy, correct?
Is to call Candy, and my number is 706-290-0970.
One more time.
706-290-0970, and it's listed as Professional Accounting and Tax.
Professional Accounting and Tax. You do not have a website.
I don't have any social media, anything like that.
You just are a down in the trenches. Get the numbers done. Get them done right. Benefit your client.
That's my main focus is just taking care of my clients.
So do you because you're not on social media, and I get it. I get that. Do you market yourself much with advertising, or do you rely on word of mouth? What do you do?
Word of mouth. Usually I'll do one family member and I'll usually get five if they're happy out of the deal.
Wow. So you're just sitting back enjoying life.
Well, for the most part, life's short. We might as well enjoy it.
Except for January, February, and March where
it gets stressful.
So, any advice that you can be given to people besides procrastinating or don't procrastinate? What else would you tell people right now?
One thing is if you have investments, don't file before February the 15th because they have until that date to send your final figures. And sometimes people will get their information and think they have everything. And then on the 17th of February, they didn't, and you have to do an amended return. So if you have a lot of investments, I wouldn't encourage you to do your taxes until about February the 20th.
So that's that would be similar to the person getting their W-2 or 1099 by the end of January.
Correct.
Your investment stuff comes in mid-February. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful of all of the dates.
Correct. And they are some investment companies that will send you, because they have to have them mailed by the 15th of February, they'll send it out and say, figures not final. And then on March the 15th, you get another statement, and then that requires an amended. So it just depends on who your investments are with.
Well, and of course, it would be beneficial to have you along for the ride just to make sure everything's being done right, correct?
Well, and what I do, after I start preparing your taxes, I know what you had the year before. So I always review that, and if you had something one year and the next year you don't have it, I say, why don't you have that this year? And sometimes it's something that was just they didn't get or they forgot to bring, and it cuts down a lot of amended returns when I check behind them.
Right.
Because I become, you know, I get to know them and I know what they have. Some of my clients, I tell them, I says, I know more about your investments than you do because you never bring this one to me.
Well, and it might not even be investments. It might be one year they had a charitable deduction somewhere or a substantial one. And the next year they did not do as much or they did it somewhere else.
That's why I like for people to sit with me
right.
Because I have their previous years before me. And if there's a big change in something, I can bring it to their attention and they can say, oh yeah, I didn't give as much. Or if something's up, I'll say, why did this increase so much?
Let's shift gears just a little bit here. Since you're a Rome native and have done, run your business in Rome, one of the things we like to ask the people who appear here on Rome Business Radio is just talk a little bit about the business community that is Rome, Georgia. It's a small town, but so everybody kind of seems to know everybody, but a lot of business gets done, relationship driven, just a great small town vibe in Rome and Northwest Georgia. Tell me about your experience in running a business in this community.
Well, just from my experience, all of us tax preparers, we kind of stick together. Like, you know, there's been a few that's passed away, like Bill Cromer passed away this year. He was a good friend. We would talk, you know, if one of us couldn't get to somebody and they needed it right away, we'd just pick up the phone, call the other and say, hey, can you take care of my client so-and-so this year? I'm real busy and they need it this day. And we kind of work together some. And, you know, Rome is a small town, so you really do have to be careful and take care of your clients, because you can make one mad and you could lose 50.
but the inverse is true. The opposite is true. Like you said, when you get the one happy one, that leads to five more.
That leads to five more. And that's how my business has been built. Probably the first year, I probably only did 100 returns.
Okay.
And that's not very many.
How many are we doing now?
Well, my first husband passed away. And during that time, before he passed away, I was doing 1,000 returns by myself in a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is a lot of returns. That's... And I put in a lot of long hours, but my husband got sick and I was unable to do that. And now I probably do 600 returns.
Still, that sounds like a lot. That's a lot of math to me.
It's a lot for one person to prepare by themselves and not have a big staff that, you know, because I prepare them, I check them, I do. Nobody touches the tax returns. Candy just handles my customers and entertains them while they're waiting. She
handles the schedule. And
she handles the schedule and she keeps me busy.
Well, way to go, Candy.
That's right.
I don't know if you're listening, Candy, but way to go. Last couple of questions here for you. You know, taxes are a necessary part of being a good citizen. We
Correct.
Understand that.
We have to do them.
In fact, it's
death and taxes.
That's right. In fact, I remember in the Bible, Jesus says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
That's
and,
correct.
And unto God what is God's. So taxes and charity. What's wrong with the system? What's a better way to do it than April 15th screaming down everybody's neck? Based on your life experience in this, is there a better way to do this?
I don't know of one. And I would not want them to extend it, because I love working really hard from January to April. And so I do not want them to add more months to the thing, because we're all humans and we're going to wait to the last possible minute.
Regardless of what the day is.
Regardless of what the day is.
Yeah, I just wonder sometimes if there's a better way to do it. But you're in it knee deep all the time. So.
But, you know, I think that part of it is pretty good. I don't like extensions, and I'll do anything in my power to keep you from having to file an extension, because I probably only do 10 to 25 extensions, and one of those is mine.
Well, so you're just a little cat out of the bag there.
But that's
right. It's because you're taking care of everybody else.
But one thing people don't understand about extensions, it doesn't give you time to pay. It only gives you time to get your paperwork in. They still penalize you with penalties and interest if you owe money and you file an extension. So if that's the only reason you're wanting to file an extension, it's better to go ahead and file your taxes. If you don't have the money to pay, set up a payment plan.
So you're really not buying yourself time of the basic lump amount. They're still tacking
They're charging you penalties and interest.
Of course they are.
That's right. They're the IRS.
That's the way it works. Anything else you'd like to touch on before we let you go?
No, I think we covered it.
Let's do your phone number one more time.
It's 706-290-0970, and I'm located on Chulio Road.
And the official name of the business
is Professional Accounting and Tax.
And when you call that number, Candy will answer. They probably can't get to you because you're really busy right now, but maybe Candy can find a window on your schedule for somebody to come see you.
That's correct. And I usually appointments last 30 minutes if it's just an individual return, but if you have business, rental property, any of those items, it usually takes about an hour.
Well, I know you're really busy, and I know you considered canceling today, but we thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you for having me.
I know you're very busy at this time of year. So anyway, again, that's Gina Spears, who is taking care of taxes. Boy, it's that time of year for all of us. Get out there and get it done before April 15th. I'm Roger Maness. You've been listening to Rome Business Radio, coming to you from our studios at the Rome News Tribune. Thank you.